nations, big lungs, sweat, shout nations. I say don't wear it down, tear it down, take the wealth, share it round. Without workers, you see there be no societies to be found. The rich keep thieving, but they have us believing that it's fair. They're the lion's share, go to those who have no need for it. Babies are starving while they're carving brand names in their back. And you wonder why I say China in attack. Hell yeah, I'm a socialist. You notice by the way my words flow. This ain't no joke, and every word that I've spoken to show this. Capitalism is a blue and a green. Fuck what they want, I'm interested in what the whole world needs.
With an F, with a rim, with a noise in your hand, with a voice when the pulse ain't no fucking more. This is the sound of it all coming down, of it all coming down. With a left, with a rim, with a noise in your hand, with a voice when the pulse ain't no fucking more. This is the sound of it all coming down, of it all coming down.
Yeah, they say, just start as you mean to go on. Well, I don't mean to go on, but until this war's won, there's no justice in the USA, Iraq, or Australia, in China, or Cuba, or Venezuela. Are you leftist or rightist, the blackest, the whitest, the right or a fighter, CIA or Al-Qaeda, capitalist, socialist, feminist, pacifist, more hardcore than a fistful anarchist. Out in the street, bringing heat with their molotovs, till they send their dogs along to knock our blocks off. Active resist.
Okay. Sorry about that. I seem to have gotten cut out of my own show. So here we go. Let's get it on. And you know, there's a lot of talk about all these Democratic candidates. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, this world has changed. This whole, the whole United States has changed. I mean, I don't like Donald Trump, but the idea that people voted for Trump because they wanted to spit in the eye of the establishment, I can understand that because I voted for Jill Stein, but I was happy when Hillary Clinton got defeated. And, you know, I knew Donald Trump was an ass. I mean, I'm from New York, but now I live in South Carolina. But when I was growing up, he was somebody to be laughed at. And we used to call him the Donald. Because he was such an ass. I mean, there's nobody in New York that really likes him. But I'm not here to talk about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is an embarrassment to our country. And Donald Trump has no idea what he's doing. And there's a bunch of people at the helm, like John Bolton and Mike Pompeo. And now we got Elliot Abrams, who's a war criminal. We got him leading the charge in Venezuela. And we know this isn't going to come to any good ending. So this is what we're faced with right now. And we're also faced with the idea of an imperial presidency. I mean, Donald Trump thinks that he's the king. And, you know, there's people in, that know him that say if he loses the next election, that he won't accept it. I mean, come on. You know, you have to accept it. This is the way the United States works. You know, so if you want to call in, the number is 516-453-9450. Now, I know I just came on this because I'm gonna use this video and put it on YouTube. But the thing is this conundrum that the United States is in right now isn't too hard to figure out when you understand that people are tired of the government. You can look at the congressional polls, you can look at the presidential polls, you can look at the way people think about the Senate, and you can all see that people are just very dissatisfied. And Bernie Sanders is right. You know, it's income inequality, but it's more than that. You know, and Bernie Sanders won't say it. It's more than that. It's that corporations control the United States. And that is the definition of fascism. So whether you're left or right or in between, I mean, if this is what you want to live with, come on. Yeah, this is what you want to live with. You don't want to live in a fascist state because they won't do anything for the people. Case in point, okay, look at what the Saudi Arabians, which is a dictatorship, okay, that's a dictatorship. It's a real dictatorship. And they're our best buds, okay, compared to Venezuela, where they say Maduro is a dictator. No, we like dictators. Mohammed bin Salman is a dictator. And he's killing the people in Yemen. They have no food, and they're getting bombed every day, courtesy of U.S. weapons. So, you know, this is what's going on. And Trump's letting it go on. And the Senate is trying to stop it. The House is trying to stop it. But, you know, there's no difference between Trump and Obama. They're both, you know, they're both warmongers. Okay, look what happened to Syria when he bombed Syria. That was all a staged event. No people were gassed in Syria at that time. The UN proved it. But yet we launched like 44 cruise missiles into this place, into a town in Syria. Donald Trump is not the savior. Okay, so we all know that. Okay, but we all know that America is stretched thin. And what I'm talking about is when they bitch about Social Security and they bitch about Medicare, it's only 10% of our budget. The deal is our defense budget is 54% of the discretionary budget, 54%. Food stamps are like 6%, 4%, and they're cutting down on food stamps. I mean, you know, we spend $700 billion that's admitted on the military. There's another $500 billion that are done in secret projects that we don't even know about. We have over 1,000 military bases all over the world. We're involved in Africa. We're involved in the Middle East. We're involved in Afghanistan and all around that area. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on. And the reason there's a war in Syria is because of a pipeline. The Saudi Arabians want a pipeline running through Syria and Turkey that goes to Europe. And the Russians don't want that. Besides being allies with the Syrians, they don't want that pipeline because they are one of the biggest natural gas producers for Europe. And they want things to stay the way they are. So, you know, and you think it's because, oh, Assad's a dictator and all this. That's all hyperbole. That's all a bunch of just talking out their ass. So, I don't know, you know, and Americans are starting to realize this. Americans are starting to realize it. You know, they're living paycheck to paycheck. And people who aren't living paycheck to paycheck would have a hard time with a $2,000 debt thrown on them. And when you talk about Medicare for All, you got to understand that's cheaper than the system we got now. You know, American life expectancy is dwindling. You know, I mean, you know, an American man, his life expectancy is going down 3 years from the way it was 10 years ago. So, you know, people know that things are, like, really fucked up. And it's a shame. And people are mad. The Occupy movement was shut down real fast by the Obama administration. Now, this guy was supposed to be, you know, hope and change, you know? And he brought nothing. He brought the same kind of shit that was going on under Bush. I mean, if you're declared in this country, this is the truth, you know, under Section 1029, I believe it is, of the National Defense Authorization Act of 2014, I think it is. I might be wrong. If they consider you a terrorist or allied with any terrorist organizations, they can grab you. The military can grab you and hold you indefinitely until the war on terror is over. That means that they can grab you and they can put you someplace, put you in jail until the so-called war on terror is over, and it's never going to be over. And you don't have a right to a lawyer. You don't have a right to anything because you're in the military tribunal. I mean, this is the truth. And this is what Chris Hedges and a bunch of other people tried to sue the government over. You know, this is a terrible thing. And that's not the only thing that's going on. You know, the corporations, they're not paying their fair share of taxes. Everybody knows that. And everybody knows that the companies are putting people on part-time so they can't get benefits. And everybody knows that corporations are making fantastic amounts of money, but it isn't going back to the workers at all. And productivity for every American worker has gone up 100% since 1970. Meanwhile, we haven't seen the United States workers have a pay raise, a real pay raise, since 1970. So now we got a bunch of people running for president. First of all, let me tell you, Bernie Sanders doesn't talk about the military budget, okay? And Elizabeth Warren doesn't talk about the military budget. The only one who talks about the military budget is Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard is a veteran of two tours in Iraq, and she also is in the National Guard in Hawaii, and she's a two-term congresswoman, and she's speaking her mind, and she means what she says. You know, this country is shot unless things change, and change dramatically. They have to, because we can no longer keep spending 54% of our budget to the military while our roads are crumbling, while people don't have any medical care. You know, where people have to, we got homeless people all over the place in the United States. And meanwhile, the government is ramping up for an invasion of Venezuela. How much money do you think that cost? Cost a lot of money. Let me tell you, I spent 20 years in the Army, and I'm not a left-wing fanatic when it comes to the military. I mean, the military was my bread and butter for 20 years. You know, I love the Army. I love being in the Army. But it was a different time. And now the Army and the Air Force and the Marines and the Coast Guard, all these things in the Air Force, is taking up all our money. And the only one that's got the gumption to say, hey, stop, is Tulsi Gabbard. And she's a veteran, too. And I'm a veteran, too. And I say the same thing. You know, it's a shame that the American people have to be in a position where we have to go against our government, and the things that we say are going to be listened to, they're going to be put down on paper, you know, they're going to capture our texts and our videos and everything we do. The government knows. That's not right. You know, it's all not right. You know, there's just so many things wrong. And one person is not going to fix it all. Even Tulsi Gabbard, she's not going to fix it all. But the only way we're going to fix it all is if the American people rise up and hold Congress accountable, and hold the Senate accountable, and make them do what the people want to do, not the corporations. You know, we don't pay our taxes for Boeing and Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and all the other people that make weapons. I mean, they love these wars because it makes them money. And since nobody's calling in, because I just did this show on a whim because I want to put it on my YouTube channel, is that this demonization of Russia. I mean, in order to keep a giant army, in order to keep a giant defense conglomerate like we have, you have to have an enemy. And the enemy that they pick is Russia. Now, Russia is not communist, okay? And Russia isn't a threat to us. We are a threat to them. We keep moving closer and closer to their borders, and now we pulled out of the INF, the Intermediate I am the international, well, it's a short-range missile treaty. And now Russia and the United States are making missiles that go 600 miles, 500 miles, which is against the treaty. And they're making these hypersonic missiles. And the United States has got the idea in its head that they can win a first strike against Russia. Now, Russia's got like 2,200 nuclear weapons. And the United States has like 18. And there's nukes on submarines that are down so low and so quiet that nobody even knows they are there. and there's probably a whole bunch of submarines off the West Coast, excuse me, and a whole bunch of submarines off the East Coast. And even if we hit all of Russia's missile bases in Russia, we still wouldn't be safe. And not only that, everybody knows that if there's a nuclear war, we're all freaking dead. Okay? So, and meanwhile, the government keeps going on with this fantasy that changed the defense posture in 2014 into where we said we'd never be the first to use nuclear weapons. They took that out. Okay? So now we can be the first to use nukes. And I'm telling you, that's a sad situation. You know, if we're the first to use nukes, that's going to kill everyone. So, you know, and then you got this other deal going on. And it's called climate change. And it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. What you really have to understand is that the temperature has gone up 2 degrees Celsius in the last 10 years. And they say the Himalayas won't have any snow on them in 10 years. They say that, and this is like 98% of the scientists are saying this, and geologists. They're saying that, you know, we're going to end up with a big problem with places like Florida and New York and all the places that are down around sea level, because the seas are going to rise a couple feet. And a couple feet doesn't sound very much, but it's enough to make Miami look like Venice. You know, the only way you're going to get around Miami is going to be by boat. And this is what they're saying, and it's the truth. I don't care. You know, I'm not going to live that long. You know, I'm 68 years old. I don't think I'm going to say it, you know, unless I live to be 100. But people with families and people, you know, with young children, I mean, you should really worry about this, because your kids are going to be in a Holocaust, and we're not doing anything to try to solve the problem, because the corporations don't want to solve the problem because it couldn't take away from their profits. Meanwhile, when they're talking about the Green New Deal, they're talking about making solar panels and windmills and things to capture the tides to provide electricity. And this is something that's going to put a lot of jobs out there. You know, people build these dams and stuff and these places to capture the surf so that it'll make energy and put up solar panels. And all this kind of technology is going to come out of it. It's going to give people a lot of jobs. So what I'm saying is you can't discount this, because it's just common sense. You know, I understand why Trump was elected. I really do. You know, because people are tired. They're really tired of the government. But the thing is, most people, and I don't take this the wrong way, but most people are really stupid. And they're not stupid. They're not really stupid. Some of them are really bright, but they're not paying attention. They have a job to go to. They have people to take care of. They have chores to do. They're going to work, and that takes a lot of their time, and they don't have the time to understand, you know, what's going on in Venezuela and what's going on with the economy and why the corporations are bleeding us dry, and look at the statistics and everything else. They just don't have the time. And what I'm trying to say to you is that you got to take the time to understand what's really going on. Now, what's so great about the world right now is you have everything at your fingertips. If you want to know anything, all you have to do is go to your computer or your smartphone, ask it a question or type in a search, and you will find out exactly what's going on. Like, I wanted to know what Bernie Sanders' voting record was. I put in Bernie Sanders' voting record, and boom, it popped up. I knew what he voted for every single thing since he was a freshman congressman, senator. So, you know, if you want to know anything, you can just, it's right at your fingertips. You don't have to go to the library. You don't have to go through the index cards. You don't have to take out a book and sit down and read it. You know, you don't have to do any of these things. And one of the things you can do, too, is go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and listen to some of these people. Go to YouTube and listen to Democracy Now! Or Jimmy Dore or the Young Turks or what the hell is it called? The Humanist Report. And, you know, find out what's going on, you know, and they demonize RT. They demonize it. They say it's a foreign agent. Well, RT America is not a foreign agent. RT America is run by Americans with American people on it, like Jesse Ventura and, what the hell is his name? That guy who, Larry King and Rick Sanchez and Redacted Tonight. If you've ever seen Redacted Tonight, you should watch it. And RT has a lot of good shows on it. It's got America's Lawyer, Mike Papantonio, and it's got Watching the Hawks, and, you know, which watches all the people that are trying to start wars in the United States. And just watch RT. They don't censor the news. Jesse Ventura says that they have never, ever censored him. So is Rick Sanchez. You know, and if you really want to know what's going on in Venezuela, listen to Abby Martin. You know, there's so many ways that you can get information, and it doesn't take a long time. It really doesn't take a long time to be a little bit savvy in foreign policy and domestic policy. You know, listen to these candidates talk. They're talking bullshit, most of them. You know, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, they don't do shit. You know, and some of these Democrats like, Kristen Gillibrand and the other guy from, what the hell is his name? I forget his name because I can't stand him. I'll think of it in a second. But these people are all going to lie to you, you know? They're just going to lie to you and tell you they're going to do this, they're going to do that, they're going to do this. They ain't going to do anything. Because, you know why? Because all their money for their campaigns is coming from pharmaceutical companies, from fossil fuels companies. Now, let me tell you another thing about this Venezuela thing. The Koch brothers have a giant refining facility in Louisiana. But this giant refining facility only handles heavy oil, the kind of sludge that comes out, you know, from tar sands, and the kind of sludge that comes out from the Venezuelan oil fields. They have heavy, heavy oil. And the Koch brothers used to import almost all their oil from Venezuela because they had that refinery that could process it. And now, with all the sanctions and everything else that the United States put on Venezuela, Venezuela can't even sell its oil. So it's the Koch brothers that want a regime change. And it's all the people that the Koch brothers finance that want a regime change. And Donald Trump knows nothing about foreign policy. Donald Trump is a freaking idiot. You know, and that's all I got to say about Donald Trump. The guy can't... He is so stupid that he doesn't even understand who is behind all of this. And then they got him to put Elliot Abrams into the picture. Elliot Abrams was the guy who overthrew the Allende in Chile and had the murder squads in Nicaragua. You know, this guy, and then he went to jail for lying to Congress, and H.W. Bush pardoned him. I mean, the guy is a convicted criminal, yet they put him in charge of Venezuela because he knows how to ship arms to countries, you know, clandestinely. He knows how to foment revolutions. He knows how to buy off people. And this is what they're doing, you know? Meanwhile, Maduro isn't the greatest thing in the world, but he is the elected leader of Venezuela. And for us to take this guy, whoever the hell he is, Juan Guaido, okay, Juan, you want to be president? Okay, we'll make you president. And now the United States and all his allies are backing Juan Guaido, who was never elected to anything. You know, this guy is a puppet. He went to Georgetown University. Some people even say he's very close, if not a CIA agent. You know, so this is something that Americans really got to start to understand. You know, I mean, this whole thing is ridiculous. And people... are, you know, they're so gullible that because CNN and Fox News and MSNBC, they're all pushing for war. So all you hear from them is, oh, Maduro's a dictator and people are starving in Venezuela. Meanwhile, they have one of the highest people in the UN going to Venezuela today to find out if everybody's starving. The raconteur, for you know, he's like a lawyer for the UN. He went down there and he says that they're not starving. You know, the United States has blown this all out of proportion. The only reason that they're suffering is because of the sanctions that the United States put on Venezuela so they can't sell their oil. And then Britain took $1.5 billion of their gold and just took it and won't give it back. I mean, this is the kind of underhanded bullshit that the world is doing to Venezuela. And it's really time to stop. You know, it's time to stop all of this needless interference in other countries. You know, it's time to stop with all the military bases all around the world. I mean, it's time to stop demonizing Russia. It's time to stop demonizing China. It's time to stop demonizing Venezuela and Syria. I mean, we already ruined Iraq. We already ruined Libya. I mean, and then the United States is going to, the people of the United States is going to let these people do it again? Think about it. Just think about it. We haven't done any good anywhere. Afghanistan is still predominantly controlled by the Taliban. And we're losing lives over there for what? For nothing. For nothing. These people are getting killed and disfigured and crippled. And these are our sons and daughters. These are our young people who join the army to try to learn to trade and get money for college. And they send them to some place like Somalia or, and they don't even know what they're fighting for. And they get killed. Or they get crippled. Or they get maimed. And they don't even know what they're fighting for. So what I'm trying to say is, we all have to wake the hell up, and we have to wake our neighbors up and our families up and our kids up. And the kids know what's going on, let me tell you. They were born in the information age. They can fact check anyone in a heartbeat. And it's amazing to talk to a 20-year-old that knows foreign policy as much as I do at 68. You know, it's heartening. But there's some people out there, especially in the age of like 30 to 50, who don't know anything. And you really got to learn. You know, and I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying there's a whole shitload of people that don't know anything. So, I didn't get any calls. It was just a spur of the moment thing. So, I'm just going to say goodbye. And I'm going to have another show. It's probably going to be with a guest like Finian Cunningham or Paul Craig Roberts. And we're going to do this again. And I'm going to try to get on the air as much as I can. So, you've been listening to Tim Gatto, Uncensored and Uncut, and check back with me and let's see what's going on. Okay, bye bye.
With a voice when the boss ain't no fun.